Greg, it's time to beat the drum for the Indians. It is time for our Tribe Talking Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. We'll chat with Bob, and we'll have a trivia question for you and a chance to pick up some Indians tickets for an upcoming game. So a lot to talk about this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing great. First place? When was the last time we were this far into first place, this many games?
Well, that's a good question.
That's all I need to say.
It has been a few years since I don't have the exact date on the, off the top of my head, but yeah, it's been a couple of years since we were sitting here in first place as we get close to the All-Star break. Yeah, we're playing well. We've won 7 of our last 10. Having a nice road trip, 4-3 on this 3-city, 10-game road trip that ends with a 3-game series in Kansas City with Carlos Carrasco on the mound tonight. And yesterday, another example of how we need to get the offense rolling. When we score 4 runs or more, we improve to 32-6. So a good weekend in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, I was hearing, though, the Angels aren't the team that they once were, at least at this point in 2016.
No, so you need to go in and take care of business in that situation. And we played a very tough Seattle team, and we're able to get out of there with a split of a 4-game series. And then you go into a place like L.A. that they are struggling, a lot of injuries, especially to their pitching staff, so... you need to go and take care of business, win a series, which we did, and move on to Kansas City and see if we can do the same thing.
We're getting the combination of pitching and hitting, which is a great recipe for wins, for sure.
Well, we're getting those 2-out base hits that are so vitally important. Yesterday was another example of that, a number of 2-out run scoring base hits. And as you said, you match that up with solid starting pitching, and that is a good recipe for victory.
Bob, how would you describe the overall health of the team here as we hang around first place now for more than a week?
Well, Michael Brantley is still the number one guy, and unfortunately he hasn't been able to getting a uniform. Not sure when that's going to be. We're all waiting for the word from the training staff and the coaching staff that he can go on a rehab assignment to the minor leagues. And when he does that, it'll probably be a week away from getting to the big leagues. But not sure when we're going to hear that, if it's going to be another week or another 2 weeks till we hear that news. We just have to continue to do what we're doing. And Terry's been remarkable in how he's played the chess game with the different pieces that he has to use on our bench and in our farm system coming up from Columbus. And so that's really the one. Other than that, other than Juan Uribe being taken out of the game yesterday, we'll see how he's feeling when we get closer to game time tonight. But other than that, we're doing okay.
I see you avoided using the phrase that the medical community uses relating to Juan Uribe's injury yesterday.
Which is, yeah. It's our second one on this road trip, so pretty odd, obviously. But I'm sure he'll be okay.
I have a new nickname for it. The Draymond Green.
Yeah.
The Draymond Green.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah, that's pretty interesting what the NBA did in the finals, suspending a starting player, but it's in our favor, so we're all for it.
If I was back in the studio, I would get the Brad News Bears talk that Walter Matthau gave the young kids there about wearing certain pieces of the equipment as they get ready to play. But
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why you wear one of those.
He should have learned
being 38 years old and playing the hot corner his whole life. So, sure, this wasn't the first time it happened to him.
That's right. Oh, boy. Anyway, tonight, we're getting now road trip kind of coming back. Kansas City, they're probably going to be a little hot related to the last time we treated them. So what can what can we expect tonight with Carrasco on the mound?
I agree with that. I think Kansas City's got some revenge on their minds and payback. But with our rotation, I'm pretty sure it's Carrasco, Tomlin, and Salazar. The next three, we feel pretty good about you know, how we're going to be able to match up against them. And again, go in there, win two out of three, come home with a 6-4 road trip on a 10-game trip that takes you to the West Coast is pretty darn good. Then we come home to a 3-game or a 6-game home stand starting Friday night against the Chicago White Sox and then Tampa Bay. But this coming weekend, filled with promotions. So check it out at Indians.com. We got Sugardale Dollar Dogs. We've got fireworks both Friday and Saturday. Pre-game parties in the district. Jason Kipnis jersey giveaway on Saturday. KeyBank Kids Fun Day on Sunday. Lots going on at the ballpark this weekend against the White Sox. So check it out at Indians.com.
And of course, we're not too far from about a month away from the All-Star break. Yeah. So time to also get our fans, to get our players into that big game.
Yeah, we need Francisco Lindor, so we need all the help we can get Frankie in the All-Star game. He's performing like an All-Star, deserves it. It'll be interesting to see if he gets picked by the coaching staff for the All-Star game, but absolutely deserving. Yeah, after this brief 6-game homestand of ours, we go on the road for another 3-city, 10-game road trip, and then we come home to the final homestand of the first half of the season, which will feature the Detroit Tigers and four against the New York Yankees, including Monday, July 4th. You know, as you said, we're inching towards the concluding the first half of the baseball season already. But we sit in first place. We're playing well, and just need to get people to the ballpark to enjoy some Indians baseball.
Right. Mother Nature's sort of cooperating, too. We've been getting some nice weather here. Hopefully now it'll stay the same once the tribe comes back to Progressive Field. Well, we'll send some folks to Progressive Field with some trivia answer. If they know the answer to the trivia, that's coming up next, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on WEOL.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then, start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, this is for four tickets to an upcoming game. The Indians taking on Oakland on July 29th. Those four tickets are yours, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, what is our trivia question for this Monday?
Today we're going to make it a little bit tougher than we did last week. Last week was, what, just a yes or no answer, so make it a little bit tougher. This one is, name the tribe pitcher who has tossed the most 15 or more strikeout games. Which tribe pitcher has tossed the most 15 or more strikeout games?
That is our question this morning from Bob. The phone number 322-0930 or 246-0930. First one in with the right answer. Name the tribe pitcher who has tossed the most 15 or more strikeout games. Bob, we will talk again next Monday. Have a good week. And same to the
Thank
tribe.
Thank you, sirs. Take care. Go Tribe.